Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guest today, Kathy Gray with the Walker Center there on the grounds of Wilkes Community College. And Kathy, good to have you with us on the program.
Thank you, Angela. Thanks for having me.
Now, a lot of things always going on over at the Walker Center, and that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about today.
It is. We have announced our 2011-2012 season, and we're very excited about it and wanted to share it with your audience.
Yeah, I bet a lot of folks probably plan with you a year in advance as to, you know, find out what shows you guys are going to be doing and go ahead and, you know, set aside some funds for that so they can attend these shows.
We hope they do that. And, of course, we have season tickets for sale, but then we have individual tickets. And I know with the economy, people might can't come to all six, but maybe they could choose and set aside the money for one particular show.
Now, why do these shows? Before we ever get into what they are, why even do these shows at the Walker Center? What's the point of doing those?
We are a community center, and we're all about the community. We're all about the arts and bringing things to the community that folks can come close to see. You don't have to drive to Charlotte. You don't have to drive to Winston to get some great entertainment.
I know that there has been a big push recently, and with the economy, you know, the way it is, a lot of folks are talking about staycations instead of vacations and, you know, buy local and stay within Wilkes County and keep the funds here. And that's just another way to do that, by supporting the Walker Center and you guys bringing in a lot of outside entertainment.
We do. And we are a not-for-profit organization. We are part of the college, but we're not in this to make money. We're in this to break even. And hopefully that's what we do each year. But we get to bring the quality entertainment to the county.
And that can only benefit the county when we can say, you know, we have the arts here. And I would say that that would be helpful with economic planning, too, for our folks in the county to say, hey, look, we have the Walker Center, and here's the shows that we have each year.
Absolutely.
And help to bring businesses and others into the area. All right, Kathy. Now, we have planned, what, six shows?
We do. We have six shows.
Between now and when?
Between now and the end of May. Next year, 2012. So we plan a long time in advance.
Yeah, but if you blink twice, Kathy, it'll be over with.
Absolutely, it will be. We'll be talking again next year.
All right, so tell us what we're looking forward at to at the Walker Center this coming season.
Well, we are very proud to open our season on Friday, September 16th with the Righteous Brothers Bill Medley. I'm sure your audiences will remember that one of the Righteous Brothers passed away several years ago, but Bill still goes out there with that great voice he's got and brings all those tunes that people know and love. I know you've lost that love and feeling. They've heard that song many times. And I've Had the Time of My Life, which was a very popular song.
Yeah, a lot of these this type of music goes back several years.
Several years. And our folks enjoy that. When we do surveys, this is the kind of music that they want to hear.
Do we bring in a lot of outsiders, too, to these events? Does that...
We do. We actually, about 18% of our attendees are from outside of Wilkes County. So we do draw people that are season ticket holders from Mount Airy, the Statesville area, Taylorsville, Boone, Blowing Rock. They come from other counties as well.
So this is an economic boost in many ways, then.
Absolutely.
To our area. All right, so that's happening on Friday, September 16th.
And that is sponsored by A&J Rental.
All right, and they're one of our sponsors, too. We like A&J Rental.
We like them as well.
All right, so make plans now for that one coming in September. And then the following month?
Friday, October 28th, we have a show called Under the Street Lamp. But it's the cast members from Jersey Boys that was on Broadway. So I know your audience is, I'm sure, have heard of Jersey Boys. And they will like all those oldie tunes, the doo-wops, and all that stuff that they get up there and harmonize.
Oh, now, I love that. All that. It's unique harmony. And again, it's from, you know, way back in the past. But it's just a cool way to spend an evening.
It is. These guys are young, so you wouldn't think they... grew up on this type music, but they do a fantastic job with it.
And if you're like me and you've never been to a Broadway show, this is kind of like bringing the Broadway shows to Wilkesboro.
It is. It is.
All right. So, again, that's happening then in October.
And that is sponsored by Carolina West Wireless.
And, again, we like Carolina West Wireless, too. And that's Under the Street Lamp.
Under the Street Lamp, starring the cast members of Jersey Boys.
All right. All right. So, again, all of these are at the Walker Center.
That's correct.
And do you have, like, a website where folks can go and see what you have lined up for the season?
We do. They can see all these shows. I know they're not going to remember all these dates and shows, but they can go to walkercenteronline.org, and the information's there.
And they get ticket information and season pass information and all that stuff.
They absolutely can.
Dates and times and everything.
Right.
All right. And do you have kind of like a, kind of, we're talking now about what the programs are. Do you have a little synopsis there on the website, too, in case they're wondering what the shows are?
It does. It has photos. We also have some clips of their music. So if you think you might want to come, you can listen.
Okay. Just to make sure.
There you go.
All right. So that's the first two shows that we have in September and October. What else do you have planned for us?
Okay. Our Christmas show, which is always so popular with our folks, is a group called Leahy. They have been to Wilkesboro before, and they have been to Merlefest. But this is a group of brothers and sisters from Canada. And what's unique about the family show is they talk about growing up on the farm and how they all got into the instruments they play. They sing, dance, play instruments all at the same time. And now they're bringing their children, and they'll have their children on stage with them as well. So this is going to be a real family show.
Now, this sounds like it was, they could be from Wilkes County instead of being from Canada.
Right.
So growing up on the farm and very musically oriented. I mean, that's a Wilkes County synopsis right there.
It is. So your audience will love this group. They are very entertaining.
And again, they're called the Leahy?
Leahy.
Leahy mm-hmm. family.
Leahy family.
How many children are in the family? Do you remember?
I think there's 8 brothers and sisters.
Wow. Mm. So not a small family.
No.
And they all play.
And they all play. They play fiddle. They play piano. They play all kinds of instruments. They dance while they sing. You know, they can do all these things at one time. I can't do that. I'm not coordinated enough.
Kathy, honey, I can't walk and chew chewing gum at the same time.
There you go. Wait till you see these folks. They can. They've got it.
And now, you said this was the holiday show, the Christmas show, so they'll be doing Christmas tunes?
They will be. And then they'll, of course, do a lot of their favorite songs as well. Usually our Christmas shows are about half and half, but this one's labeled Leahy Family Christmas, so we'll probably get a little bit more Christmas with this one.
And they incorporate the storytelling, too, within the
music. Within this one.
Well, that's just a cool deal. I like that. So that's coming up Thursday, December 8th, the Leahy Family Christmas.
It is, and it's sponsored by Hardee's.
All right, Hardee's. Now, each of these shows have a special sponsor, and that's to help you guys with the cost and bringing the show to Wilkes County.
That is correct.
All right, so our thanks to those. All right, we are talking with Kathy Gray. She is with the Walker Center there on the campus of Wilkes Community College. And always cool deals going on there at the Walker Center, and you can find out more about how to get involved. We'll tell you again about the website and phone numbers and more shows that are coming, but we're going to take a short time out here on Focus on the Foothills. More right after this. Welcome back once again to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angelo. I have as my guest today Kathy Gray with the Walker Center there on the campus of Wilkes Community College, talking about the upcoming season, the shows that you'll have there. Kathy, how long have you been bringing these, as the Walker Center, been having shows for the Wilkes County area?
This is our 28th year,
wow.
Believe it or not.
28 years. So, and that includes the shows within the Walker Center and the Merlefest, too?
Merlefest 2012 will be our 25th Merlefest.
So a good while. So folks do kind of expect this every year as an annual event.
Yes, they look for our announcement of our season. A lot of folks are very excited about it every year, and we put together a DVD that we play at the last show each season to tell them what's coming next year. So we try to get them excited about it that night and ready to buy their tickets.
Well, now then you have to plan this well in advance.
We do. We start in September.
So this isn't just something off the cuff.
No, it takes a lot of planning.
All right. So at the end of the season, you already have next season's ready to go.
We do.
Wow. Interesting. Now, I bet there are a lot of folks that are yearly patrons that do get the season passes.
There are. We have a lot of those fans that have supported us all years. We've had folks from the very, very beginning. And then, of course, we do get new folks each year. And some folks have to drop out for various reasons, but we're usually able to fill those with other interested folks.
Are you able to draw all age ranges into these shows?
We do. Some folks bring their children, and it is good quality, clean entertainment, and so they can bring family. A lot of these shows, especially the Leahy Family Christmas, will be very family-oriented.
All right. Well, let's continue on then, talking with Kathy about the season. I think we're about halfway through with the
show.
We
are. We've got three more to talk about.
And it'll actually probably pass that quickly as the year moves on. But
there
go ahead and tell us what we have coming up next.
Okay, Friday, February 17th, is a group called Firefall. This is one of the older groups from back many years ago, I guess you could say. Some songs, You Are the Woman. I'm sure some of your audience.
These might be before my time, Kathy.
Well, probably so, Angela. You're young. So.
I am. I just turned 21 last week.
There you go.
Of course, my son is going to be 17, so that's going to be an interesting thing, but it is. I might be a little older than 21. But Firefall, okay, now they're coming on Friday, February 17th.
That is sponsored by Logo Pros, and that is a group out of Charlotte. So that's not a local company, but they do our merchandise for Merle Fest and help us also by sponsoring a show each season.
Well, now that's beneficial then to you and to them.
Absolutely.
All right, and again, the Firefall group is coming on Friday, February 17th. In February there, do you ever have to worry about the weather? Does it normally cooperate with you?
Most of the time, we've had very few that we've had to reschedule or try to work out. We try to stay away from January. Sometimes you can't because it's a show you really want, and
right. You
have to take it when it's touring, but you stand a risk in February.
That's just the way it is this time of year in North Carolina. All right. Now, that's in February, so the next will be in March?
It is. It's on Friday, March 30th. And all of your audience, I'm sure, know Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan, and they will be together on stage.
All right. And that's Friday, March 30th.
That is correct, and it's sponsored again by Carolina West Wireless. They usually sponsor two of our shows, so they're very supportive.
And we appreciate their work and that they do here in Wilkes County, and they've been expanding a lot in Wilkes County, too.
They have.
Carolina West and Wilkes County have had a good partnership for several years. So, all right, Pam Tillis and Lori Morgan coming on Friday, March 30th, and by that time, we've come around to May.
We've come around to May, and our final show is Friday, May 18th, Tommy James and the Shondells, and it is sponsored by Wachovia, a Wells Fargo company. And I found it interesting in their materials that they sent us that their music is played every day all over the world.
Really?
So that's very unique that their music is still out there today.
And all over the world.
All over the world.
And they'll be here in person on May 18th.
That's correct. Songs like Crimson and Clover.
Tell us about tickets, Kathy. Are we talking something that's just going to be too outrageous for the economy of what it is, or are these still affordable?
They are affordable. We have season tickets on sale right now if your folks are interested. We have three different price ranges, so we try to work with folks. You know, all of our seats are good seats. We have awesome sound in the Walker Center, and even if you're in the back, which is the less expensive of the season tickets, you've still got a great view and great sound.
Well, you do, because the way the Walker Center is laid out, you actually don't have bad seats in the Walker Center.
You don't, and we'll be glad to work with folks.
It's not one of these Coliseum types where you're sitting up in the nosebleed seats and you actually need binoculars to see what's going on stage.
That's right.
That doesn't describe the Walker Center at all.
It does not.
Very comfortable facility and air-conditioned when it's hot outside and heated when it's cold inside.
There you go. And then if they can only come to one show and they want to save up some money and do that, we have individual tickets going on sale August 15th.
Now, do you have accommodations for maybe those who walk with a cane or
type of thing? We do. Or if you're in a wheelchair, just tell us when you call. We'll be glad to work with you any way we can.
All right. And again, what is a phone number so they can get in touch with you about tickets and season passes and that sort of thing?
Our box office is 838-6260, and we're open noon to 5, Monday through Friday.
And the website?
Again, is walkercenteronline.org.
And that's all one word, walkercenteronline.org.
That's correct, all one word.
And again, you have a listing of all the shows that we've been talking about, the dates and times, ticket information, a synopsis of what the programs are about, even clips of the music that
Absolutely.
You'll be hearing. All right. And again, these are family shows.
They are family shows and very entertaining. I'm sure your audience will enjoy some of these.
And in an economy where a lot of folks are doing staycations and night out with the family, you can do that by taking advantage of the shows over at the Walker Center.
They can.
They can. All right. And thanks to the sponsors that you mentioned, A&J Rental and Carolina West and Hardee's and... let's see, what was the other? Was that Local
Logo Pros.
Logo Pros.
And Wachovia.
And Wachovia. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you, Kathy, for stopping by and giving us a listing of what's going on over at the Walker Center.
Thank you for having me, Angela. I appreciate it, and I hope your audience will join us.
28 years, huh?
28 years. And I've been there for all of them.
Have you really? Oh, you're not that old.
I've been with college 38 years.
Oh, so. You're not a day over 25 yourself.
Thank you. She's just trying to make me feel good today.
All right, Kathy Gray with the Walker Center. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Angela.
All right, this has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, we'll have a check on that weather forecast.